Friday nights, always about our beloved legend.
Yeah, Friday nights, it is hashtag Marawa Sports Worldwide. And I did say to you that you can start sending us your WhatsApp voice notes, even if one hasn't, you took number and like, but send them through. I'll tell you in a second who our guest is. I mean, they're just a couple of people, no matter who, no matter how famous or wealthy they get, they'll always remain unbelievably humble. And his humility is such that in the 5 minutes that he's been here in the Vuma FM studios, he's literally greeted everybody. Nabanda baqashe ngaphansi kwamatafula, ubavusile ngaphansi wathi ngicela ukubingelela wabaxhawula. Everybody, with the humility that is unbeknown of a superstar of his caliber. But he's done that. He's never changed. He's a rare breed of a human being. And just as his Zulu name suggests, ukuthi siyabonga. We are very, very thankful for his talents. We are thankful as well for his inspiration. We are thankful for his mentorship. But above all, we are also very thankful for the good human being that he is. If I had horns, I would be doing the ba-ba-ba-ba. Just to welcome him here, because on a day that has turned out to be gloomy, cloudy, and rainy, he has warmed up this entire environment here in the studio. Siyabonga phela nomvete. A great honor, a great privilege. Mntu Mdala, good evening and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bra Robby.
All right,
for the invitation. Yeah, I'm sharp.
Eh? With that old shoot, he has caught running. I mean, I saw him, Mntu Mdala. Yes,
yeah.
And I think my child would say, Imoto, we saw him 60Ks.
Yeah.
And we take it 10 years ago. Eh? Was that joke and a manch?
I'm going to stop. Yeah.
Ngoba?
Ngiyanceda nje ngoba if uma ngikhontina ngiloke ngigijima, it's helped me a lot, umzimba ube physical and strong. Now ukuthi once usujima nabafana, I'm always ukuthi one of the player, if my injury, ngiya-add.
Yes.
And ngiyadlala nabo.
So lento isho uchaza ukuthini ukuthi oka-retire officially, ngoba mina ngayezwa kuthiwa kwakunini waqala 2018 ukuretire kancane. So akazobe usuretayile.
Ngiretayile phela. Angithi sometimes we normally pick up masiba kuma-small sided ukuthi kuba nama-four teams of yes. Six, of seven. If one of the team iba one man short, mina ngiya-add inumber.
Yes.
Yeah, ukuthi inumber ifane nje.
Kube nebalance.
Yeah.
But ugcine kube uwena i-superstar. Ugcine kube uwena ozowina
imali. Benzela the simple thing.
Yeah. Simple, straightforward,
simple,
clinical.
Straightforward, clinically.
Yeah.
Now ukuthi I don't delay ibhola. Ngibenzela nje instead ukuthi ngishaye ngiyanika u-teammate. Hayi kore.
Yeah.
Mina ngeke ngikore, ngisawu coach yabona kore nini.
Yes.
Yeah, ubuyisa i-confident.
Yeah. Wena ushaye nje assist.
Ngiyaba assistela nje kuphela.
Usadlala wawukora.
But man, yeah, bengenza yonke into.
Yeah.
Ngisadlala, bekora ngasista, ngivule nje ibackline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angibuyele emuva ke ngoba kwathi la usu retire khona.
Yeah.
Bakhipha. La ekhaya bakhipha futhi bathi hayi aka retire lo muntu, sicela ukuthi azobamba nje 2 years. Now avuma wathi hayi no ngiyaniza ukuthi hayi umzimba awukabi right for retire.
Yeah.
So final retirement yakho mangathi nje e official wayenza nini?
Ngiyenze before uBen ezofika.
Oh lapha kubaZulu.
Yeah. And I only just joined 6 months because of bebe ngicenga ukuthi ngizodlala.
Yeah.
Ithongathi actually.
Uthongathi that time. Yeah.
And ngumuntu othi no man manje I have to move forward ukuthi ngiqale ngenza ama courses coaching.
Yeah.
And lucky kanti uBen uzesuthwini. Yeah, I wasn't expecting ukuthi uBen uzokhocha la.
So my figure kuBen ukudonsa ngephone call uthi ngicela uzongisiza.
Yeah, kwabe surprise ngoba chairman yethu uManzini.
Yes.
Wayekade noBen. And ngiyezwa bathi no kunama calls akufunayo ukuthi mina ama calls.
Mhm.
Bathi no man. Ngicela ufonela abaphathi bamaZulu. and ngangazi mina ukuthi kwenzakalani. But after I made a call ku chairman Manzini and ngezi voice ka Ben ngathi hi man. Her voice in her house.
Yeah, oh, but you're making me nervous. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why her voice is there. I equal. Your mundo is one.
Ben.
That's how I'm going to I would say my tattoo thing was how. That's having shit. One year my cool woman, she had my building. What's I? God, I think it's full. What's it mean? What's it? What's it? The phone was 7 an hour. Wathuzo uyawuthanda umsebenzi uthi singasebenza and idala vele ayifuna since ekwi Cape Town City
but
kwaba nalokho ukuthi ngisane contract engisayiphetho la kumaZulu and I can't just terminate the contract ekubeni ngisasebenza labanye abantu
sure
ngathi I know ithuba liyovela up until kuze kwenzakala ke ngathi hayi 150% I will be helping you, I will be behind you. Kuyo yonke into yobuyenza. Ne support nje ngayo yonke indlela.
Wayichaza ini philosophy yakho ukuthi njobe kubiza ke zubhele nomvethe yini lento ayifunayo kuwena?
Wachaza nje ukuthi ufuna ukuthi siphakamise iqembu leli likhule. Not everyone ofike eDurban abona ukuthi is gonna come and collect 3 points just easily. Yabona manje asike shintshe lapha nalapha nalapha ngoba if you notice he never buy even a single player, he just use the same material esithole lapha and yaklamba futhi
yishintshile ke yabona ke manje phela uzokhuluma kamnandi ke baba ngoba sikaze sizwe le ndawo ukuthi my figure akashintshanga lutho. Same players, I transfer. Why hambela le kude? Wabonga. Wathi namba abadlali bakhona. So yini ke into yashintsha? Wena uVasili, wena uMonip, wena uBeni, yini into nayishintsha? Kubo laba badlali kade bekhona.
It's a mentality yama players.
Yeah.
Kuthi football is all about love. Not like you earning money. Yes, we need money, but to perform. Fanele usebenze ejimini. At the same time, ibhola nali favor. You need to just work hard. You old, you young. Isession izoyikhulumela. I-performance yakhe eseshinini yena yokufaka lapha kwi starting 11.
Yini pho ubabamba kamawashengini uBen ngoba I mean mawibenga ngesiZulu sesingisi. Ungasho ukuthi isithunzi isikhona. Based on a player. I mean, now we dlalile Champions League in Europe. Now we dlalile Italy. Wawadlala ama World Cup awu 2. Wayidlalisa wethu derby. Yabo, kuningi okwenzile. So khuluma ngakho futhi ngoba isikhathi siningi. Ilanga lakho namhlanje celebrate wena. But what I want to know is that from your mentality within the change room, within la trainer la khona, kwi training ground, bebebona i-technical team evuthayo phela nonke niyachieve phela uBen enovaseli kwi Cape Town City hayi bekushunquthu lapha ma ukuthi uBhele nomvethe yena sengichazele nje into encane about i-career yakho number 1 angakhulumi no I think ubuyi player of the year twice uyi top goal scorer kuningi yabo kuningi that's why ngithi nje angakuthini nokuthinta ma uthi Bonnie Joseph naye same story goalkeeper of the year Orlando Pirates, Ajax, history icon. Uzeweza, I think 4 times, hey, 5 times. Uzeka ninja for my episode on Fridays, like we MSW, corner this year. Ngoba beku difficult to see the career story yakhe in 1 show or 2 shows or 3 shows. So weza back to back to back. And then give us a good Benny McCarthy to top it all. Bebe bonana badlali, mabe nwana nonke senhlangene.
No, once he... Ebholini if uzosebenza firstly you need to be serious ngento yenzayo and if you come ne mentality yokuthi I just come ngiya attend nje and in the end of the month iyangena uchablile yabona but lapha it doesn't work like that yabona once mawula faka i effort yakho You don't want to train? We are poor.
Hambi ekhaya.
Yeah, hambi ekhaya.
Yeah. Not ispana at least. Get a chance. Yeah.
And now ukuthi ube humble ubona but ube ngazwani nento ebhedayo. Yeah.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't say don't drink.
Yeah.
That one. But even if it's free, also couldn't it simple. I don't care. Saturday and Sunday you are free. Mm. Come Monday, I don't wanna hear anyone smelling alcoholic.
Sure.
So, say chance.
Yeah. So when you decree Chaco is Sunday, you want the show to pay me.
When the show Monday will ride.
Yeah.
I'm looking of no.
Yeah.
Ngoba if uzoziba ukuthi ukhwa usenkingi akakhulumi and akakhulumi
yeah
and uzotetela mina athi coach V uVasil coach Ben yes angenzile utho today it's your job nina nobathathu uzobona especially nina nobabili nizobona ukuthi isession yeni ihamba kanjani obvious ngoba mina I'm learning a lot kubona
yes
Uvasili sithi masiqala ke awumapha kuziwa ngeroundo o sayishintsha mhlambe iroundo senze inormali o sayishintsha senze 3 o sayishintsha senze 4
5 yeah
yabona kuba yi 4 or 5 kuba kanjalo after that we'll do ama passing a different une passing yakhe ne passing yami from there baya shift yabona masuka lapho zisi small sided
nazo
siyenza iba short futhi and two touch awu jumpi le
and abantu bayibona irondo i value yayo yabo as ihlwele lokuhlezi lapho nibona abadlali belokuqhuqu wena ukhona lapha phakathi nendawo qhuqu but I understand ukuthi from a football perspective
yeah hayi gafiwa
hayi yeah
I'm ukuthi udlala kancane uyoloku gijimile nje ngaphakathi uyozozi I'm dabukelini mshintshini ihamba ophumula lapho zamanzi
azumdedele but don't have ekwe wimbi obambe milkshake ayikho indaba yakhe so it discipline ngale lapho ke maye mbona ukubhena umuntu ofikeleke let's say ubebshaya amehla bovu yabo uyabuza utshwala yaphoma nje ngomnomo yini ayenzayo to set example yabo ngiye ngisho mina ukuthi ayi I'm sure sengiyiphinde kaningi futhi lenda ukuthi the time kufika u Jeff Butler we case achieves superstar kwaubani I mean even before go with Dr. Khumalo ngamthinda udoc ngamthinda first player ukufanele ingene kwi starting lineup wenze njani u Jeff Butler mfake ebenjini yabo so it's the same approach ANZO ban u Ten Hag lapha kwi Man United and it's ironic ukuthi ubenu second lapha and so khuluma ngayo ke futhi nale Ten Hag wenze njani uthi best player in the world who's it Ronaldo so how do you set the example kwabanye abadlali faka Ronaldo ebenjini umtshengisa ukuthi hayi naye is a player like everyone
yafana nabo bonke
ube ngekho kwi preseason angithi so akalibambe ebenjini so mawubona uMaguire ucaptain ubona uRonaldo umdlali odumile nje worldwide umuntu omabhalo ndo ehleza ebenjini uzothini wena as a player
angithi uyathuka phela ngoba phela uphezulu kwena but omunye ucoach akayiboni yonke lona yeah uzo into esimple ngayo yonke into ukuthi once mase sengqoka ijezi nafana nonke if ukora unomvete siwine sonke and nami bangazi kunjalo ukuthi angisho ukuthi kukore mina imina phela okorayo lo 3 point esifunayo owethu sonke yeah ngoba masiwina siwina siyitim ibonus izithola sifana
hey mbe kumnandi kwi bonus madoda but what is the biggest lesson for you though just in terms of your experience kuamazulu coaching with uBenny achieving what you guys achieved because you broke records I mean this is a big club man it's not just a big club like kwaZulu it's a big club in South Africa mawukhuluma ngePirates iclub ka 1937 uyayishutheka ngithi neMorocco Swallows uyayishutheka nawo amaZulu ngithi nani yabaza abaqulusi as abafana beAfrican Wanderers but amaZulu are that important in terms of the dynamic yakhumbula kusene nabo oh is spectacular or Telkom spectacular kwakuthi Chiefs Pirates kuthi Sundowns mhlambe kuthi Swallows ngelinye langa kuthi qhu kungena kwiAmaZulu abekhona yabo bavotelwe so when what was your biggest lesson in your time with Coach Benny in that historic year or season, KwaMazulu?
Yeah, there is a lot of things. Ngoba ukufika kwakhe uBenny, it changed a lot of things, yabona. And for the first time in history, amaZulu ukuthi abe nokuyo challenger phezulu. But even though we finish on the second in the log, and it's something big. It's a history.
Yo, massive, bub.
Yabona. And to climb ukuyongena kwi Champions League.
You shy TP Mazembe, my daughter, twice.
Yeah, it was unbelievable ukuthi we lost in nge Nyasa Bullets la. Yes. And 1-0. We go away, we just beat them 3-1. Nobody was expecting we'll come back, but yeah, we come back so easily. And now futhi TP Mazembe, we Saibamba 0-0, we climb 1-1. And they scored almost about 88 minutes. That's
and I'll draw or lose. I mean, I'll win or I draw in the TP Mazembe.
Hey, but one thing is,
no, funnel.
And the way about Spatanga in the Lange, Babe Show would I
have a dealing
and it's a dollar footing as Maso Mapa. Who she is, and I'm sure Lalila got 38. To food.
Mm, was like food, yeah.
And man, ngiyatshela ngamakhoko ngisilento i-ground le lawo nokhapheth ayingathi awungeke ngilunge kushisa amaphuthi kukhumbula sikagqoka amatepo
serious
ama-player awungabona ngaphansi
beshaya icothoza mfana
wase kufiwa sekena kugunyula amakhoko sithatha amanzi abandasi afaka la akunyatheleki manje ngendlela okwakushisa ngani wanamabhende emva kwethu la awazi nokuza ukumemeza kuthiwayo
yeah phela bayayazi i-psychology yenu ukuthi fanele ngicindezelwe kanjani.
No, the way abasicindezela ngayo, they were expecting ukuthi hayi no hayi la sidliwe.
Yeah.
And ibona angifuni ukukhuluma amanga ngoba ama chances afana bashaya ngo-9
but nakwazi
kodwa hayi
kuvali khona. Yeah.
Sina zamana zathola 1-2-1 zasiqhoqo saphuma. Savala.
Hey, nasinda kanjalo bafana. Hayi kuthi nisindile nandlela kamnandi. He is my guest here tonight. Usiya uBhele, insizwa kaNomvethe le. Stories for days. Why? Because his career spans that long a time in our history. Not too many people, especially since our readmission, get to play in 2 World Cups. Not too many people get to be accorded individual accolades like this man has been given individual accolades. In fact, he's not been given because he's not a charity case. He's earned them. He's earned them in a way that we cannot even describe. So I'm looking forward to more conversations. I'm looking forward to what is going to happen on social media, voice notes coming through as we celebrate the life and the times of Siya uBhele.
Friday nights, always about our beloved legends.
It is hashtag MSW as we head into the main meat of our legend show, Siya uBhele Nomvete. A football player that I think we've all grown to love, a player that we've all grown to respect. Wandile Mtana says the workaholic Bhele Nomvete has never gotten fatigue and always shows a never say die attitude. Well, this kept him very, very current to the game. Ubabu Zungu kind of saw the same attitude when he acquired his services to blood his team with experience. So long may that continue. Wandile, thank you so much indeed. Do send us your tweets as well. Any stories you'd like to share, any compliments, any questions that you want to share with our legend here today, uBhele Nomvete, an honest individual, but also a very, very hardworking individual, has never been tired. I don't think he gets tired, this man. I don't think tired is a word that he even knows how to spell. I don't even think it exists in his vocabulary. As he said, that at the age of 42, he had hung up his boots in 2018, but then Utongati came knocking and said, please come out of that retirement. We need you. We still need you to play this beautiful game called football. And he heeded that call. He listened and he understood what the bigger picture is. I have never heard anybody call you Dr. Siya Berlin Umwelte. I mean, you've got an honorary doctorate, don't you?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
What year is it in G? Ababaning, Abandabatoli honorary doctorate.
Ah, Ababani, Bangbiza G, Abani.
Utogote,
Abani Bangbiza, hi. Nomvet.
Nomvet.
Yeah.
But congratulations. I mean, that was. It happened a while back, but. Or something, but it doesn't get as much publicity or airtime that it, what was it, in 2019 when the St. Paul Bible Institute honored you and bestowed you with an honorary doctorate, Dr. Nomvete. How did that feel? And what was it about that honor that was special for you?
No, sometimes isn't as you saw, it's nice to go see if one of us on a rich and something.
Yeah,
it's good to go bang nigger and to in this usapila.
Yes,
yeah, and the bang niggy, but on a rich or something over social need. Yeah, one if my best of no go bong about the bang bong usapila.
Yes.
Yeah, not to go so free. Sebetabangu, I know, but mama, eh, well, go to well, go to. But me, I'm an ancient Coscar, so I'm a young Ling and you touch a loot. Bang ye again in Sapid.
Nazo. But the fact you're good to, it was done like you've been on the show before, and we always say to you that your life story is difficult to package into one show, two shows. It is such a special journey. So when they came through for you, Bell, and they gave you that honor and they gave you the doctorate,
yeah,
while you were still alive, what did it mean to you?
No, it shows ukuthi ukusebenza kwami ebholeni kube into enkulu, and since ngaqala ukudlala ibhola, I never disappoint people, I never disappoint my supporters. And ngenhlonipho nane nakurespecta iclub ebengede ngidlalela benginothisisa ukuthi the more ikhala kaleyo team lo edlalelayo, it means something, yabona.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just ukuthi I'm playing for AmaZulu or I'm playing for iKaiser, ngiyadlala nje because abantu ngifuna ukuthi banginothisisa ukuthi I'm a star.
Mm-hmm.
Yabona, and into yokuqala engayitshela yona ukuthi ukungena kwami egroundini ukushiya abantu bekhuluma ukuthi wenzile umsebenzi kodwa noma ama-results engekho.
Right.
Yeah, ngoba they come ngama-numbers abantu ukuthi bazosibuka ebholeni, they spend imali zabo, abo petrol babo, fanele badle khona lapha e-stadium. But ukuyodlala ungabaniki lento abayifunayo, sometimes ukuba is like in a failure.
Mm.
Yabona, every time, that's why if you notice ukuthi bengijima hard.
Mm.
Gijim 30 kilometers
manje usagijim kwakuba 30 yangithi 30 a day
angikwazi ukugijima indawo encane.
Yes, yes.
Sekusegazini. Yeah, ukuthi each any game engidlalayo I have to give abantu lento abayifunayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yona into eyangenza ukuthi ispirit, umoral wami, imentality yami ukuthi everything engiyenzayo ifocus ayibela. Nothi ukuthi uma ngizothe gaming sengiyemachine, ngibhizi ngisa WhatsApp, ngisasecingweni. Hayi. Ucingo one side.
Yeah. Focus.
Focus.
Yeah. Yeah. But leyo nto yaqala kuphi? Phele kwa i-discipline wayithola kubani?
Yaqala kwi-African Wanderers actually.
Oh, Shaka Zulu.
Yeah. Omalombo Sibiya.
Uh-huh.
Ngcebo. Ngisadlala nabo obheka igoba, thola umuzi plose. Abo Mandla Ncikazi. Ngintwana kahle.
Yeah.
Yabo Sibusiso, Phumlani. And bebe siyala futhi ukuthi no bafethu nepiti na yonke into, but focusani. Most ama team amaningi azofocusa kune.
Yeah. Shasas.
And yinto eyangikhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi no angiphushe nje ngisebenze.
Ube ubhele ukhululekile, but i-discipline ikhona.
I-discipline phela iqale ekhaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, ifu ekhaya mawazi ukuthi ukhuluma umuntu onjani. Abazali ubahlonipha. You will go all the way ngoba uma behleze esho into eyone ethi umhlaba mkhulu kunami. And whatever place engiyihambayo ukuhlonipha umhlaba. Ngoba awazi ukuthi ukuphathelene egcineni.
Yebo.
Mkhulu udlula wena.
And ubahlonipha abantu.
Ubahlonipha nabantu. Ukuthi uphuwa, urichi, ulala emgaqweni, and mina anginayo leyo nto.
Bayafana
abantu. Okay, we are same.
Yeah.
And ngoba sometimes ngilongena endaweni zasemjondolo. Babe surprise. Because hey, we are expecting wena kosentsini endaweni komhlanga. Kizi no, it doesn't mean ukuthi ngahlala endaweni ezi-right kodwa siyafana.
Yeah.
Yeah, siyafana.
Sonke siphuma ebhuqwini.
Phuma ebhuqwini ngoba ngikhulele kwamashu ngidlale emgaqweni.
Phuma ebhuqwini bana, hey. Ayi wayithinditha kamnandi babo. Wawusushaya Italian pasta and Italian pizza. You went to play in the Italy. Yeah. You speak the Italy, eh? Yeah? No, you don't speak the Italy.
Hey, language is very difficult. I wanna say something like your mother was fundi, Sanjila.
Yeah. But when you say I'm a crash course, the term bit, hey, oh, hambi obamba la pana. Justin, je, what was it, but in why challenge you? Ma, kunis ngi sengzo sizo sengzo. Ma, kunis Italian ngi sengzo obamba na.
Ah, na English next. They choose in that was ama English.
Yeah.
It's a Venezia. La ngama tourist ikona se Florence ngama tourist ikona iEnglish yaqhuma lapha iphenye futhi eSalerno ngoba ngidlalile nakhona
iclub yakho
phela le iyakhulunywa nje iEnglish.
So yeah. Writing.
Yeah, bengi write nje kulezi zinto.
But u coach yena ngoba phela ngithi kuye umuntu obalekile kuyonke lento.
Hey, ukuthi ube forced ukuthi ayifunda iEnglish. So that ezokwazi naye ukuthi if anyone ozofika ngoba phela ugcina ucoach ama players a different the world yabona. Wayifunda naye ngoba nayo noma bekhuluma kodwa ngibuya faka isiTalian.
Okay. But when you survive kanjani lapho eItaly ngoba ebaningi abantu bethu basheshe babuye bathi sebekhumbula ekhaya. Sabe khumbula ukudla kwasekhaya ngiyagodolwa lapha baya freezer ngapha sabe khumbula ilanga balazi la ngoba ilanga lapha mhlambe uliphuma once a year usavabe kanjani wena?
Ya inhliziyo nokubekezela.
Yeah.
Yeah ngoba it was not easy ube sendaweni la obona ukuthi sometimes bafuna ukukhulumisa ngesitalian deeper kodwa ugcina ube nale yonke inkingi ukuthi hey uyabamba lapho nalapho nalapho noma nesilungu sabo esehlokoloza nje ukuthi hey ngiyachikitshela kodwa uzobona phambili yabona ngayitshela ukuthi hayi no igcinene kodwa ngizoba right
but obatshele ukuthi hayi me no Italia speak the English.
Yeah ngoba kwakwaba ne game la esayidlala ne Kiev ngangisuka la ku national team sidlala igame qualification ne maswina kwaphoqeleka ukuthi fanele ngifly to Europe straight.
Sure.
Ngabe sine game the tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually.
Literally play game nakusasa uyadlala.
Nakusasa siyadlala ebusuku. And I have to fly after game nje straight to Europe.
Ah but bagaxa nge business class mfana.
Yeah. Obviously.
Bakushaya ngama towel mfana, ama towel awom. Ukuthi nje pata.
Ngina khona nje i game yakhona ekwasuka impi nje. And ngingena futhi second half ngi assista i winning goal.
Yeah.
And the game yakho na nje kwakuyi game enkulu shoot it's a war kahle.
Yeah.
Ayingangena last 25 minutes. Dribbling ngilahlele 6 yard. 2-1. Sekuselebrate 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey. Ngazi ngiyadribula shoot ewangithekila kabuhlungu.
Yeah.
Ngiyabona ayikhale lapha. Akhulume igama elibhlungu.
Oh.
Yabona shuthi i defender yakho. Kanti i striker lesi u teammates wami. I play enkulu yase Italy u Robert Somuzi.
Yes.
Eyamana adini. Mina manje ngiyamangala ukuthi hawu
zishaphi kulomuntu.
Zishaphi manje kwase kuyaliwa lapha.
Yeah. Kodwa ukushaya inhlamba.
Ngishaya inhlamba.
But inhlamba yesikhumba.
Inhlamba yesikhumba.
Udini kafere matwa.
Awasho black monkey zonke lezo zika kuyadinwa
lo. Ubukhafula bangaphesheya.
Hayi. Ayashinqindi. Yashinqindi. Yabona ilanga abona khona ngiyabona red card 1. Hayi bo. Kwenzakalani kahle kahle la. 2. Hayi bo. Uphuma thunga kumina eziyashona ngalo. Yabona manje sengibuka nemesha khona. Kuzophuma 4 ngala kwikhevo, kuphuma 3 ngala ngimina. Ngithi hey shuzi lento inzima. Ebe yangitshela ukuthi yini tswaye man basebenza sub racist. But we are in football. Not lento ayikhulumayo. Yakwona. Nase bengichazela ukuthi hayi basho kanje kanje kanje.
Eyeyey.
Ngabona lawa hey yazi la. Hey muntu senkingeni kodwa but mo umuntu ufanele ubekezele.
No kufanele.
Ngoba uzosebenza imali phela awuzelanga okunye.
So ngiyashuthi bangakuthuka impela.
Baba kuthuka bathini imali ifuna.
Bathuka umuntu oroko bakeza ukuza ukuthi bathini. We continue the story of Belinda Vetter as we take a dip. As we move from him getting his honorary doctorate also to his stay overseas when he moved to Italy. And what a stay it was, playing for Udinese. And then he went to Salernitana. There he spent a little bit of time before going to Empoli. And then his big friend, was it Moshe Netogrul, taking him through to Joux Gardens. So Joux Gardens, yo, there's so many stories. Even Ujabu Pule and I, hey, tons of tongue on a man Ujabu Wanzi. Hey, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Hashtag MSW.
Friday nights, always about our beloved legends.
Yeah, our legend is Belinda Vetter, but I'm going to take a quick off-ramp in recognizing the fact that the transfer market has been going absolutely crazy. A lot of Orlando Pirates supporters are so, so happy because Kermit Erasmus has been signed by Orlando Pirates. Simbonile Nondlondlo yesterday also being announced at Orlando Pirates. So, hey, Ipaganiel Jabli Leverfet.
Mr. Marawa, good evening. And good evening to the shareholders. I just want to thank our chairman, Dr. Ivan Khoza, for signing quality players this time. And I think Pirates will challenge Sundowns this season. Sibisi, Tim, Erasmus, Ndlondlo, those are four quality players. And we thank you, chairman. Please keep on doing great work for Pirates. We are happy as Pirates fans. Ndabaite to Ndlondlo, Erasmus. Washa, Ngosilo.
Good afternoon, Robert Marawa and the shareholders. I would like to thank Kermit Erasmus for making a right decision for moving from Mamelodi Sundowns to Orlando Pirates, and there he will find the game time. I'm Bongeni here from Witbank.
Tarobi, it's Brinsley yet Oliven Chenene. I just had to send this voice note, Tarob. I'm very excited. Excited like nobody's business. I know today is the Legends Day, but I'm excited with Pirates, what they have done with the window now. The re-signing of Kermit Erasmus, signing of Ndlondlo, Sipho Chaine. It looks like Abu Floyd and Skrima, they're working very hard to make us happy again. The only thing that we must do now is to make sure that we buy tickets and we go and support the guys straight to stadiums, because this Pirates that we're having this season, it's promising. It's very promising, Darob. And then one other thing that I'm disappointed with, Darobi, is what this varsity guys are doing to our black brothers. The black guys are getting lesser money compared to the rugby guys. I just looked at the thing on Twitter. It was trending. There's a guy who won a player of the tournament. He only received 3,000, which is very disappointing for our football. And then there's a guy, a player of the tournament at rugby. I think he got a car, he got more money than the guy. So I don't know whether, is it National First Bank or what? They must relook at these things and make sure that they correct this stuff.
Tom Tala, with all of this information that you're giving me, it is very disturbing, number one. Number two, if you're able to go on my social media platform and inbox me, whether it's on Instagram or whether it is on Twitter, I would love the background to that. It is a story that I'm willing to follow up on. I know the people that run varsity football, that run varsity rugby, that run varsity netball, that run varsity hockey, all of those varsity events. I will put a call to them immediately. If you can give me and you can verify exactly what you are saying, I would be more than happy. Because that does not sound right to me at all. It sounds wrong in many, many different ways. But I thank you for bringing it to my attention. I will certainly follow up on that. But Jabulile, just very quickly, when they were praising Orlando Pirates and the assigning of the players, ngithi yazi uNdlondlo is such a quality player. Hey, uBhele wangibuka wathi yazi lo mfana was here kumaZulu. Bela kumaZulu.
Yeah, he was a player yamaZulu kwi first division.
And then what happened? Waphunyuka kanje.
Angazi ukuthi uphunyuke kanje.
Hayibo, 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 hayibo.
Labe sengaba ukuthi kulaba phansi bokuqala beclub yabona ngoba kwasase khona abaphansi bokuqala bethiwa.
Yazi bangivula iTV yami.
And benginaye nami ngisadlala.
Umbone naye ukuthi yeza lo muntu.
Yeah, but ungakunotice. Yeah, we but ubone ukuthi yazini
ikhona lento. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hayi phela mangithi TV ngiyivula every weekend. Hlale smile uphethen man of the match.
Ah, usevuthiwe.
Next weekend vula iTV uphethen man of the match.
Ah, uvuthiwe manje.
Hey. Hey, wayibeka indaba baba. Wayibeka indaba. It's a Friday.
Friday nights always about our beloved legends.
Looking at Twitter, Siyabonga Mkhize says, I saw Ubhele Nomvete in Durban at Cecil Petrol Station by the Durban station driving his Toyota Taz. Check Amafutha emoto. I think it was back in 2017 or 2018. A very, very humble man. Yeah, what was it, Jan? What was it? Oil.
I conquest the old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I put the ngisadlala nje ngisaqala vele ukudlala ngathi because of ngingathi nge Europe akube na something abazoyisebenzisa.
Yeah. In the reliable.
And then nakhona futhi is a old car and is strong futhi iToyota.
Yes.
That's ubani imoto yami isangilimalele. Hayi uyisebenzisa iConquest.
Yeah.
I'm not sure ukuthi ngabe injani as long inama sonda u4.
Ngiyakazwa kuhanya.
Yeah, ngiyakhona ukumuva ngiyaphambili.
Hey, phela ngithi abantu bazolokhu beclass abethi ayi yazi uBhela. Hayi siwile insizwa siyibona i-driving nje kanti. Abasazi leso sinye silwane.
Mr. Madluphuthu, Robert Mirwa, ukhuluma nomfulo ongasho mfethu la eThekwini, ngizidabuka lesigodini saseJolvet. Hayi mfethu, yilegend ohleli nawo namhlanje namfethu. Singabheja imali, uhleli nebhele nomvethu.
Hawu uyibekile mfana, uyibekile mfana. Phela kade ngichaza before ngilidedele igama lakho baba ukuthi bagese abantu ukuthi ngihlezi nobani. Ube shoke nje ukuthi hayi the only and the one and only Bhele Nomvete.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to Nomvete. You've got a big star there. This man was naturally gifted. You see, if you have got naturally gifted players, it's easy for the coaches to do their jobs. So that is the major thing that I can talk about. If you look at the players that are playing nowadays, it's very, very difficult to select them because they don't have what we call natural intelligence of football. So hey, you brought to us a very big star. We even knew him from Zimbabwe, this guy, when he used to torment our defenders. But it was, although in Zimbabwe it's not very easy to beat Zimbabwe because they do what we call man marking. So we would say Dumisani Mpovu. There is Nomvete, he mustn't kick the ball. But yeah, he used to go past our defenders, Nomvete. But what a star, what a gem. He's the likes of the Teko Modises, you know, and the Benny McCarthy's. All those were just big legends. So Nomvete will always be there. And may the Lord bless him with more life as he continues with his sport, the big show in Durban.
Big show in Durban. Gandhi, where are you, big show? Remember, when we come to Durban, there is no, you are a no-show. Big show, no-show. And we tell you, Big Show, you must come visit us here. We've my FM Sinbone, Pelu Big Show. Does he look the way he sounds, or does he sound the way he looks? That's how we want things to be. Hey, let's connect to our shareholders. How many games do you remember playing against Zimbabwe?
Eesh, lots of games.
Mwab.
Yeah,
Mwab. When you say corner by Lapa with him, where's the retire? Abo Moses Chonga, that was the era before, with about Benjamin Conjera.
Abo Robson and Chichwa.
Yeah. So Abo Robson, gang your mind. Yeah. No. Nan win?
Yeah, that's win.
Yeah.
There was a game inside Nabo Connolly.
Is him. Yeah.
Hey, Babula, let's hear case.
The time you paid your World Cup, you're Kumbula, because I was on a band. That day, and the game was abandoned. Hey, shame. I mean, was on a band to Kumbula and you. It's a pity, Zell. So you check out the hotel, so you were airport, so we were at Beckham's and the same time.
Yeah, well, I was asking you a salad. But normally, if you go to Africa sometimes, you feel painful. Everyone is South Africa.
Yeah,
but it's because ngoba sinayonke into and ama facilities to and the imali laikaya. It's the same like us ngoba siya travel se Europe. Lathi siyofuna imali nabo kunjalo kubona.
Yeah.
Fa bazofuna imali la.
Hayi ukuthi bathi nina basemzansi or thina phela ngizumdlali webhola ukuthi hayi niyayitshela ncam thina i-New York yase-Africa.
Basho njalo sama-American sina yonke into and yonke i-team edlala nathi banikwa ama-bonus labantu ngisho ngabe i-friendly bonus bashayile.
That was the African journey. You're talking about the games against Zimbabwe, but lots of your voice notes coming through. People hailing our legend today. He is great. I agree with you.
Good evening, Tarop, and good evening to all the shareholders of MSW. Thank you for bringing in Babu Pele, Nomvet. Ang naon ya makama maningi, funanju umhalalisela, ngakogonga sekwenzile empilweni, and for giving 100% of his commitment to South African football. Ngatsinko singambosisa, gwande la tate kona. And one day, ngafisa kumbona, a head coach, yekambu, lala eThekwini noma elilodwa ngithi nje Pele umdala kubusise mfana omdala.
Awusibonga kakhulu baba. How close are you to becoming head coach of a professional team?
It's not that easy, but I'm still learning a lot with the coaches I'm working with. To be the head coach actually.
Yes.
Angirashile.
Shortan.
Ay, angiqhubeke ngifunde ngilene more ngoba yashisa lenzimbi yokuhlala phezulu ayikho lula.
No, ngiyazi phela. But in terms of ama qualifications akho yabo sababona Gavin Hunt bayipusha kakhulu futhi esacoach Swallows elokhethi qu eyapheshe abuye ashi Andre Simpondo lapha ebenjini athi qu abuye ashi Umbondo lapha ebenjini simbone no Benny naye lokho ephithizela shwi yabo awathola ama qualifications. So wena la onawo wena manje imaphi?
I'm still having OC. I'm waiting for OP, and maybe there is a possibility to go to Ginga travel to Europe. We are going to UEFA.
Oh, nice!
And but in the forecast, we go to Falaleng. Collect a wonga lawa lekaya ngoba balulegile.
So UEFA, njobo tu ungashuye kone Europe uzobanin this year or next year.
Kuna possibility for next year.
Next year.
Yeah. And namanje I'm still waiting ukuthi babheke ukuthi kuvulwa nini ngoba kona ngitholile khona obhekayo obhizi ngakho ukuthi by January uzobe seqale sebheka. Once ngathola ama forms akhona ngizokwazi ukuthi sengagcwalisa yonke into keke mase yathumela ngoba i-cause yakhona maybe it's iRun kwabo June.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. No, it's not bad. It's going to be off-season. Yeah. so maya kone Europe kuzoba yipi ngoba anti kube kudumele yase Holland. So there's one in Holland kone enye yase Ireland.
Yeah.
So abaningi bagijimisala le yase Ireland.
Kungenzeka ukuthi iyona Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, but kodwa ngizolindela yena ngoba one of my colleagues une UFIA actually.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And uye vele naye plus nabo coach Benny nabo futhi bazo assist yabona ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngipush izinto zami ukuthi ziqhubekele ziphambili ngoba ngiyathanda vele ukucoacha, ngiyathanda vele nami ukuthi ngihlale the important thing kumina ukuthi ngilene as much as ngitholile ulwazi ngabona ukuthi icoaching injani empilweni na ukuthi udila kanjani as much ukuthi ngibe player edlale more than 25 years kwi career yami and ngiyazi yonke into yama player ukuthi ama player ihlobuluna ukuthi uba treate ngayo indlela ngoba phela khona amahlonga andlebe khona abalalelayo khona abalezi yabona. And sometimes in the situation engiba kuyona nginabo coach abo coach Futa Brandy nabo coach Kamali we have to go to ngifight nawo wonke lokhu ukuthi ngibalwisa abanye ngithi mfethu no uyaphuma endleleni manje awukubuye kancane ukulungisa la ayiki into engeke izikulungele mongalungisa 1 2 3 yabona.
And you know what, you shocked me when up early. You shocked me. I never knew ukuthi you had the heart or the desire to be a coach. I mean, I just always ngibona ngithi hawu phela abantu namahloni unamahloni phela ngekwazi ukukhuluma nalabadlali umuntu namahloni mahloni.
Friday nights always about our beloved legends.
Okay, we'll be back after this, don't go anywhere.
Friday nights always about our beloved legends.
Good evening, Rob. It's Tebogo here, and good evening to the legend, Bele Nomvete. Rob, just want to thank him as a Chiefs supporter for his immense contribution and the happy moments and the smiles that he brought onto my face as a supporter of the team with so many brilliant goals that he scored for the club and being part of the winning team at that time. And I just want to find out from him, well, how was it like for him, the reception from his teammates, with him having to join from African Wanderers and finding a club with players that were predominantly from Soweto? How was the reception from the fellow teammates? And secondly, what was the reason behind AmaZulu, as you being the part of the technical team, to loan out Tsepang Moremu to JDR, with him being a promising talent? I think he scored his first goal against Orlando Pirates. I just want to find out those reasons. And if Benny McCarthy had to call you to come and assist, maybe recommend you to Man United, will you go and leave your current job? Thank you so much, Benny. May you continue to be an inspiration and continue with your humility and respect and inspire youngsters to emulate you in both in the field of play and off the field of play. Thank you so much.
Debza, thank you so much indeed. I've said to Bele, let's go very quickly through all of these because there's so many WhatsApp voice notes that are coming through. Thanks, Deboho. Just saying that you brought happiness to the Chiefs fans. There were smiles on their faces. How was the reception when you got there? But I get to figure out what the Chiefs gang is so way to abo yabona mos abo mare cover that day.
Yeah, but it was not that easy, especially mina ngumZulu and ngomixana nabeSuthu, yabona, different cultural, yabo, but I've managed ukuthi ng survive ngoba phela once you join iclub enkulu ayifuni ihlathi.
Yes.
And ifuna umuntu osebenzayo. And if you focus into enezi wrong, emantombazaneni kuma alcoholic, you won't survive. You will spend one season and they kick you out. And mina bengazi ukuthi ngiyeleni na ukuthi the ukuyodlala khona. I wanted ukuthi ngiachieve ukudlalela i under 23 national team nokungena kuyibafana bafana plus nokuthola i opportunity ukuthi ngiye Europe. Those are the things ezangenza ukuthi ngisebenze hard ukuthi inhloso yami ngifuna ukuye Europe.
Nazo.
Yeah.
And you achieved all of those. Yo, and what a team at under 23. My goodness, what a team. I was asking about the reason for the release of Utsepang. What happened?
No, umfana wami lapha is not ukuthi, it's only just ukuthi bamkhahlele ngaphandle and he's going to get in game time and uzobuya vele makuphela kwaye isizini abuyele ekhaya and kube nayo nje icompetition yokuthi the most ama players amaninga bekade ekhona manje bekubonakala sengathi kuba heavy for yena umfana but ibhola lihlezi nama challenge khona but is not ukuthi uhanjiswe ngoba kuthiwa no akekho good enough ukuthi athole igame time adlale aphinde abuye futhi azodlala ekhaya ngoba siyayazi ukuthi is a young player i-talented ngalendlela and umqondo wakhe uzobuya usuhluzekile ukuthi ibhola lithini masuse kufanele ukuthi udlale lichaza ukuthini ukuthi nala usukuye khona ukuthi usustrong kangakanani nange mentality yakhona ngoba sometimes if you end up udlala endaweni eyi-1 angeke survive sometimes ku right ukuthi ukuphuma kuyojiya ngaphandle uphinde ubuye la osowazi khona ukuthi yini ekufanele yenzakale yini efunakalayo.
Beautifully explained. And his final question, in fact, it had to do with the phone call. So ngicela ulibambe lo lucingo baba. Liya ring ucingo. Hi Bele, how are you? Are you well, Bele? It's Benny here. It's Benny here. I'm phoning from Man United. It's Benny at Man United. I would like you, man, Bele, to come through and come and help us here, man. We've got a nice project. Our project is coming good. We would want you to come through, man. I've sorted out Jadon Sancho. Jadon is now scoring, man, and he wants us to help again. Rashford, he's been dropped from the England squad. I want him to come back into Man United, man, and start to score more goals, man. Bele and Benny, it sounds very good. And I think the people in the UK, man, would love us to be together. Would you accept to come, Bele?
Yeah, but amadlela kuhlaza kodwa as much as ukuthi I still owned by uPresident Manzini and lokho phela kuyakhulunywa if uPresident yo allow that permission yabona ngoba I can't just jump especially
ngisase dollars man, I give you pounds man, I don't tell me about the President Manzini. Give you pounds.
Ah no, it's nice sometimes ukuthi uthola ama blessing kumphathi wakho if there is something it's happening
I junior man Beleman, you talking like a politician now Beleman. I'm telling you about pounds here my friend. Pounds my friend. We go out, we'll have sushi. You eat sushi, Bele? All right. Beautiful Stephanie, just answering the question of whether or not if Bele gave him a full pay, you gave him a call. Would Bele answer and heed that call?
Baba Marao, uwanda lo hama still. Sabonga Marao, sabonga mfezo, sabonga nge Bele. Aye, sabonga. Uslandeli legend, aye legend. Sinake Baba Marao, siyajabula kakhulu. Aye, abanye. Omunye wabanye abantu abaphakamisa iflag laKwaZulu-Natal abaphakamisa iflag lethu la eThekwini. Siyabonga mfethu, siyabonga nomvete. Qhubeka babhele uyibambe, sikufisela inhlanhla lo msebenzi owenzayo manje uqhubeka kuya phambili. Siyabonga bhele nomvete.
Hi Rob and shareholders, we've got a big man in Dr. Bele Nomvete, the legend of the game in the SA football. I'd like to congratulate him for his sterling service and his contribution to the South African football, playing for the national team and representing all the teams in the DSTV with pride and representing the province of KZN with pride. So we are happy on what you're doing now at AmaZulu, contributing to the building of the young and up and coming professionals. Thank you. Keep it up, Bele. I'm very much lucky to know you from the early days in Clement Blizzard. You're still the same Bele that I've known for years. Don't change. Keep it up. And what I'd like to know is how far are you with your coaching pages? Thank you. Thank you to the shareholders like here in Pintel. Thank you.
Sure, Luxie.
Oh. Mphathi wehlelo Robert Marawa, siyabingelela ku-MSW
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Namuhla Baba Marawa usilethele i-legend Awu ngiyamangala ukuzwa ukuthi legend yethu ise ungqongqoshe udokotela uDr siyabonga phele nomvethi one of the best players to ever don the golden black jersey with Kaizer Chiefs. I was so happy to see him joining Kaizer Chiefs from the African Wanderers. Yayigijima lensizwa igijima ngathi thwele inyamazana. But in 2006 ngiyaqolisa ukusho lokho siyabonga. I don't think I will ever heal from what you did, you know. Seeing you joining Orlando Pirates in 2006 was, you know, was still hurting even still today, because you were one of those players. If I look at you, I will always associate you with the golden black. So ukubona nje bhuti ujoyina iqembu le-Orlando Pirates, hawu, wangilimaza kakhulu emphefumulweni nami, nanamuhla I'm still struggling. I don't know if that wound will ever be healed. So kodwa siyabonga ukuthi namuhla uzivakashele. We still celebrate you even today for what you did for South African soccer. Thank you very much. Good luck on your career kwi-coaching. I wish you all the best. Doctor Bele Nomvet.
Inhlonipho ke le uzosho phela uBhele ukuthi bakwenza nje bo Jimmy Tau, bakwenza bo Max Mapunyane, bakwenza bo Mark Bachelor. Hey, inqwaba yabantu ababeshaya ngapha bathi nje qum 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 qum.
Good evening Robert. Siyabonga usiphasela, siyabonga lapha umfana Nomvete. Never die eThekwini. Baba Nomvete, sikubuzo wodwa mfowethu. Uma ubona umfana wakho edlala ibhola, imuphi umdlalo okwadlala naye okwenza ukuthi ungikhumbule ukuthi hey, lo mfana engathi udlala isola, umfana engangadlala naye eminyakeni edlule. Uyabonga. Have a good weekend.
I suppose is referring to Lifa, your boy. Ngathi uLifa kumbe nje kwiDisc Challenge.
Uyajima nabo ya party, yeah. Ube safokasa kakhulu lapha esikoleni ngoba
IT.
Wenze IT
mfana. Hey, no. IT specialist. All right. You know why I'm pushing it? There's so many voice notes. Yo.
Good evening Mr. Marawa. Ukhuluma noSibongeleni kaMkhwane kaMgayi Mathafeni, majority shareholder MSW. Mr. Marawa, sibonge kakhulu ngokuthi usilethele i-legend iBhele e-studio. Ngicabanga ukuthi lapho Mr. Marawa, you got one of the greatest players South Africa has ever produced in terms of professionalism, in terms of talent, in terms of everything that you will need in a professional footballer. And Mr. Marawa, I was very, very disappointed when he left Kaizer Chiefs to go overseas, but it was good for him. But what made it worse for me is when he came back and joined Orlando Pirates, because you know there is that rivalry between Chiefs and Pirates.
So but Nyembeza,
all man. In all, I think he has done well for himself. We can see the job he is doing at AmaZulu. What I want to ask him, Mr. Marawa, is that will we maybe one day see him sitting on that Chiefs bench in the hot seat there? Because as assistant coaches, they want to grow in their career. Thank you, Mr. Marawa.
But we tuned you, man, is going to Man United.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and good evening to all the shareholders of MSW. Hi, today, Mr. Marawa, we have our own South African legend, Mr. Marawa. Yeah, our icon, Mr. Marawa. Imendlela zakhe nje, hi. Ningi, Mr. Marawa, uPhele. Siyabonga phele Nomvete. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Marawa usilethela Nomvete Marawa. Hayi hayi. Musa umsebenzi wakhe la wenzile Mr. Marawa since asadlala ku Wanderers na Bosibusiso Zuma. Hayi 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 bebashisa Mr. Marawa. KuZuma no Nomvete. Hayi hayi hayi. Kepha namhlanje siyabonga nje ukuthi usiphathele i-legend yethu uPhele Nomvete. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu i-contribution yakhe la endile football SA. Yambona nanyana nje sachubeka yena emsebenzini omuhle lapha kumaZulu Mr. Marawa. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu. I-question enginayo nje kubaba Nomvete ukuthi wenda ngani Mr. Marawa ukuthi kule age la kuye Mr. Marawa still namanje hayi ubukeka nje afithi afresh yini lengaka le endako Mr. Marawa. Ngiyabonga Mr. Marawa. Mishek Lubisi Phantsi eMpumalanga eNkomazi kubamba ku Rise FM. Ngiyabonga Mr. Marawa.
Azishe Rise FM, thank you so much indeed for that. A lot of people have been asking that, and as we wrap it up, maybe give us the secret. I know you throughout your entire career, it's been 30 days or 30 Ks a day jogging. When you wake up in the morning, what do you eat?
Hey, I'm choose. Got the first thing, bacon and eggs.
That's all.
Cheese, but my favorite cheese, the sink.
Cheese in the sink?
Yeah. Wow. Maybe by cheesy. Mfagi ichamu.
Okay.
Mfagi no cheesy.
Lunch?
It depends. I can eat the pap, I can eat Pekka or McDonald's. Even feel like good, I want to eat something. Or I can just eat bread and banana.
Supper?
I'm Koskazu. I'm going to pack a different food.
Eat jewel,
but not my fat things.
What my fat things? What Alex said?
That's why I'm the mom who says healthy. I got one in the party, maybe the much junky food. I guess in Chimaga cool. Even Chimaga cool.
Yeah. And you know what is so strange there, because that is a high fat diet. So when the banning bangati but you learn how to pay like this is too change fit. You put in the fat and then you burn it. So abantu abagijima comrades bazokutshela ukuthi bona bagijimela ini mabeyo order beyo order i steak.
Yeah.
Abas order i steak leso kuthiwa i fillet ngoba i fillet anali futhi angithi ba order leso steak leso sama futhi. But into abazoyenza exen mambi umgwaqo shay 30k yabo game over.
Ah, I mean now, once I kitchen.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm glad I'm so. I'm going to eat my lungs, I'm going to eat my chips.
Hey, bo.
And I'm going to eat my lungs. Good
deal.
Hey, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, I'm going to look your land, I'm a peg.
Sweet, ingala.
Yeah.
You're going to eat my lungs. I'm going to eat my lungs. Sweet.
Legend, I'm going to see you again when I come back to Laitekwena Kakasin, Baba. It's always a pleasure. Your story surpasses many, many other stories. 82 games for Bafana Bafana, scoring 16 goals in the process. One of only four players to have scored 20 or more goals before last season in a season with the Banda Bafana, Nabo Pola Ndlanya, Conan Zimbesuma, as well as Abo Lezi Manyatela. We praise you. We adore who you are as a human being. You remain a legend, Baba. Your story is not told yet. We will continue the journey. So keep listening to hashtag MSW. Ubene weekend, Mnandi Mntomdala.
Ngibonga kakhulu, Frerovi.
Belenomvete.